Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back to the programme. We had a great discussion with Barry McMullen, an academic, and Don Moore about climate change and the use of energy in that transition, I suppose. And Anne in Cork says, what that man is saying is let's burn the house down and hope that the fire brigade gets here in time. The age of excess is over, says Anne. Well, another texter says, we need the gas that's available off our coast as a transition fuel and also for backup. So differing views on where we should go and how we should transition to more renewables. You can text us to 51551. What about weed or pot? It's being, well, that's being transitioned out of Amsterdam. Amsterdam's famous red light district has become a smoke-free zone, I can tell you, for cannabis users as part of a wider effort to tackle nuisance tourism. This means that cannabis consumption will not be allowed in public outdoor areas in the city centre and will be limited to coffee shops. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by freelance journalist in Amsterdam, Shenai Bostash. Shenai, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, hello.
They want to clamp down, do they?
They do want to clamp down. I think they've had enough of nuisance tourism, so they're trying a number of things to try to send the message that Amsterdam is a city of freedom, but it's not a free-for-all.
Okay, and how are they doing it? Is it basically anywhere that's public, unless it's a prescribed coffee shop or somewhere similar, it's a no-go area for pot?
Yeah, the basic idea is that in the ancient city centre, the red light district, you can't smoke cannabis in public anymore. So if you're sitting on the terrace of a coffee shop, that's fine. You can still buy weed. And some councillors wanted to ban tourists from buying weed altogether. So this is seen as a compromise. But essentially, you can't just wander around the streets drinking and smoking as people have been doing in the last few years.
Yeah, a listener got in touch and I said smoking cannabis in public has always been illegal in Amsterdam. It's just that tourists are never aware of it, so they've come down heavy on it again. They do it every so often to publicise the fact, I lived there, says that listener. Is it a case of the Amsterdam residents know about this, but the tourists don't?
Cannabis is a little bit of a grey area in the Netherlands. It's actually, strictly speaking, illegal to grow commercially anyway, so the coffee shops are supplied by criminals. It's kind of baked into the chain. It's not allowed to cause nuisance to other people, so I think your listener maybe got that slightly wrong. But I think that the city is going further than it ever has done before, actually, to try to send a really strong message. Look, you are very welcome to come to our museums and come and enjoy our beautiful city, but it's not the backdrop for your all-holds-loosed party.
Is it the British tourist, Shenai, that's being targeted by the Amsterdam Council here?
Well, funnily enough, the research showed that it was young men between 18 and 34 who were the problem. Young men who were British and who were Dutch, but the Dutch conveniently decided to focus on the British side of the problem
first. Why are they focusing on Dutch and British then? Why not other nationalities?
Well, they do say that they're going to expand their campaign through the course of the year. They haven't really talked about going for their own locals. I mean, I suppose that you can't exactly put a barrier on Central Station and stop people coming from Utrecht to have a party. I think that would be more controversial.
But are the Irish as that well behaved when they go to Amsterdam that they don't partake in any pot at all?
All the Irish people I've met have been very nice. I have to say, I mean, you know, a lot of nationalities like a bit of a party. I think it's particularly the kind of stag night sort of young men who cause a lot of nuisance.
Mm-hmm. What about business then in Amsterdam? They have a unique offering, don't they, in terms of what you can do and experience in Amsterdam? I mean, are they afraid that this will take away some of that offering?
Sure. A lot of businesses are very afraid. There is a question mark about the uprightness of some of the businesses that are in the red light district. And report after report suggests that it's a really convenient way of money laundering drug money, for instance. So there's a concern that not all of the businesses there are perfectly legitimate businesses, but some of them are. Mm-hmm. And some of them are very worried.
So buyer of pot, beware if you go to Amsterdam. Then what is the fine? What's
Absolutely.
The sanction?
It's a €100 fine. Yeah.
On
expensive I mean, they haven't actually said, but one assumes so.
Yeah. And how much is it for a joint in Amsterdam then? Would it be worth?
I think that would make it a very expensive joint. I'm sure you could find a cheaper one on your local corner.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't know where to look, I can tell you, my lord. Can I ask you then, that's your research in tonight. You can go out and find out for us how much a joint is. You don't have to inhale. You don't have to use it. You don't have to take it. I wouldn't condone that. But we might find out then how much a joint is and if people will take the risk of the fine. Look, Shania, have you ever been asked to undertake that assignment before?
No, although I've been asked to look in a lot of seedy windows.
Okay, well, look, seeing as it's a drive time programme, we won't go there. Shania Bostash, freelance journalist in Amsterdam. Great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.